Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 4, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 18th, 1977, in Mayapur, India.
Tatehi sanakidanyan mahabhagavatolpaka upetya bhuvitayena nanama viditanyan. So, Prahlad Maharaj is Mahabhava, not ordinary devotee. Arvaka, Arvaka means child, 5 years old, small boy, but Mahabhava. Not that because he is boy, ahitukiya pratihata, a small child can become Mahabhava, and a very learned scholar may become a demon. Bhakti is so exalted that these are contradictory. Arvaka, arvaka means foolish or childish, but at the same time Mahabhava, to be first. Mahabhavata means we must distinguish between different types of devotees. Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari and Mahabhava, Uttama Adhikari. Uttama Adhikari. Now, this Prahlad Maharaj is Mahabhagavatam, Mahabhagavat. Not because he is now 5 years old, no. He was Mahabhagavatam from the womb of his mother. When his mother was attacked by the demigod, arresting and was being dragged by the devotees, Narada Muni was passing there. What are you doing? She is the wife of Hiranyakashipu and she has got a child and home. So we want to kill that child also. Narada Muni immediately asked him, no, no, no. She's not ordinary child. He is Mahabhava. Don't touch. So they agreed, Narada Muni, this is Devata. Although did some mistake, as soon as Narada Muni ordered them, that don't try to harm him. He is Mahabhava. Immediately. So Narada Muni said, my dear daughter, you come with me, unless, until your husband comes back. Hiranyakashipu went to perform very severe austerities to defeat the demigod. This is demon activity. Hiranyakashipu was engaged in very severe type of austerity. What is the purpose? The material purpose. But that type of austerity is tapasya, is useless. Samayeva hi kevalam. The materialists, they take austerities unless they do that. They cannot improve either in the business field or in economic field or in political field. They have to work very, very hard. Just like in our country, the great leader, Mahatma Gandhi, he had to work very, very hard. 20 years in Durban, he spoiled his time, and 30 years in India, I shall say, spoiled his time. What for? for some political purpose. What is this political purpose? Now we are a group called by the name Indian. We must drive away the Englishmen and take the citizenship. This is one. So, this is unnatural. What is this purpose? Today you are Indian, tomorrow you may be something else. Prasadehantara prapti. You have to change your body. So, what is the next body? Are you going to be again Indian? No guarantee. Even if you have got very much affection for India, alright, according to your karma, you will get body. If you get the Indian body of a tree, then you stand up for 5,000 years. What is the benefit? Krishna said, tathādehāntara prāpti. He does not say that a human being is going to be again a human being. There is no guarantee. Some rastas, they say, that once getting this human body, he does not degrade. No, that is not the fact. The fact is that out of 8,400,000 of different species of life, according to your karma, you will get one. No guarantee that we are. And even if you get Indian body, who cares for it? So, without Krishna consciousness, whatever austerities, penances we perform, it is simply useless waste of time. We should know. Simply waste of time. Because we have to change the body, everything will be changed. You have come naked, you have to go naked. You cannot give. Mittu sarva harasya hum. Sarva harasya. Whatever you have acquired, everything will be taken away. Mittu, vesha, hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu, whatever you have acquired. Prahlad Maharaj said, it is a second you to die. So, my Lord, why you are offering me this material benediction? What is the value of it? I have seen my father simply by eyebrows twinkling, the demigods which we have read, such position, you have finished in a second. What is the use of this material benediction? Therefore, those who are pure devotees, they do not aspire anything material. That is not there. Anna vilasita sunnam. Jnana karma dharabritam. Anukullena krishna anusilanam. Bhakti yuttam. You should always remember that. Don't bring any material desire in executing devotional service. Then it is not pure. Nasabhumanne jatvātmano yam asannapi kleshadayātare. As soon as you bring material desire, then you have wasted your time. Because you will have to get a body. Your desire will be fulfilled. Krishna is so kind. Jīgathāvāṁ prapadyante. Jāṁ sriyo vajāṁ. If you want to fulfill some desire by bhakti, Krishna is very kind, all right. But you have to take another body. And if you are pure, simply, taktāde haṁ punarjanmanaiti māmeti. This is all. Pure devotee. Therefore we advise everyone to become a pure devotee. Pure devotee, this is the example of Mahabhava. These 5 years old boy, He has no business except to satisfy, to become a pure devotee of Krishna. So this very qualification, pure devotee, makes one Mahabhava. But there are stages. The Mahabhagavata from the very birth, that is called Nitya Siddha. They are eternally Siddha, perfect. They come for some purpose. The Prahlad Maharaj came for this purpose, that the demon, even he is his father, he is giving so many troubles because one is Krishna Bhakta. This is instruction. Prahlad Maharaj wanted to show this by the order of Krishna. The Hiranyakashipu also came how to become enemy of Krishna. And Prahlad Maharaj came to show how to become a devotee. This is going on. So Mahabhagavata, Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, and Mahabhagavata, or Uttama Adhikari. Kanishtha Adhikari, in the beginning, they have to talk how to worship the deity. Very perfect. According to the instruction of the Shastra, according to the instruction of the Guru, one must learn how to worship deity. Acharyam haraye jap pujam sadhyahate natad bhaktesu chanyesu sabhakta prakita smitha. But one must make advance. This is advancement of devotional service. By simply we remain stuck up in deity worship, we do not feel for others, natanis, natatva. We do not know who is devotee, how to worship him, then we remain Kanishtha Adhikari. And Madhyama Adhikari means he must know his position, others' position, devotee's position, God's position, and then he must know. Ishare tadadhineshu balisheshu disasrucha. He will have four kinds of vision. Bhagavan, Ishara, tadadhineshu, he is one who has taken center of Bhagavan. That means devotee. Ishare tadadhineshu balisheshu. He knows his children, just like these children, Balis or Bhaka, and this also, India. The Madhyama Adhikari can see these four different persons, and he deals with them differently. For that, prema maitri kripa upekta, Ishara, to love God, Krishna, prema. And maitri, maitri means to make friendship. One who is devotee, we should make friendship with him. We should not be envious. We should make friends, maitri. And innocent, just like these children, kripa, to show them mercy, how they will become devotees, how they will learn chanting, dancing, give them food, give them education. This is called kripa. And last, upeksha. Upeksha means those who are envious, don't take it. Don't associate with them. Upeksha. But Mahabhagava, he does not make any upeksha. He even loves those who are bishop, just like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, his father was very, very envious. Still, Prahlad Maharaj refused to accept any benediction for his personal benefit, but he begged Lord Nishingadev to excuse his father. That my father has asked me. He did not ask anything for personal. But still, he knew that throughout my life my father has played the part of enemy. So this is the opportunity I shall beg Lord to excuse my father. So Krishna knew it. His father was already excused because he became the father of Vallabh Maharaj. He already became benedicted. It is not ordinary thing to have such a nice son. So as soon as Vallabh Maharaj requested Nishingadev, they kindly excuse my father. Then he immediately said, not only your father, his father, his father, his father. Everyone is delivered. We should take lesson from Prahlad Maharaj that if a child becomes a devotee in the family, he is the best child. He is giving the best service to the family, but the rascals, they are taking otherwise, that my son has become devotee, bringing back by programming, by kidnapping. People are so rascals. They do not take it a great benefit that my fortunate son has become a devotee. My whole family will be delivered. But they have no knowledge. They have no brain. Therefore I say, it is not brain washing, it is brain giving. They have no brain. So, take it very seriously and do nicely. Thank you very much.